Similar marches were also held around the world, the country, and in the nation's capital. Amongst a sea of many pink knitted hats, the crowd in Denver waved signs reading, "Let's make America smart again. We shall overcome. Build bridges, not walls. And we need a leader, not a tweeter." There were also periodic chants of "Not my president" and
"United will never be divided. The people, united, will never be divided. The people, divided, will never be divided."
The overall mood was mostly subdued and upbeat. It was a much different feel than some of the militant-type protests during Friday's inauguration of President Donald Trump. No one was wearing black. People seemed happy.
This is definitely a march about love and unity, as opposed to division and hatred.
Catherine Parsons lives in Vail. She came to the rally with her daughter and son-in-law, who were visiting from Alaska. She held up a sign that said, "Women's rights are human rights, and love is the answer."
That's the only thing that's going to save the whole world, is love and unity, because it's too big. There are too many of us to be divided.
The number of people packed into Civic Center Park was heartening for Aurora social worker Nikki Nanton. She says it made her feel like in the next 4 years, progress can be made for everyone.
My hope is that, yes, we can get beyond this huge division that's been created under this regime that we've stepped into. But it seems that this general lack of empathy for each other is what got us here, and I don't know how to fix that.
As for right now, Nanton says it's going to take a long time for Donald Trump's presidency to sink in.
I don't know how to feel. I'm still in shock.
Women made up about 80% of Saturday's crowd, and most were white. Trump won that voting demographic by about 53% last November. And that's one reason 72-year-old Kay Long from Golden wants to be more politically active.
This is my first march ever. So this is the first time I've done anything like this. I'm going to work very hard to help get more Democrats elected at local levels and in the congressional races in 18.
It was also the first march for a group of high school students from the Denver School of the Arts. Even though she and most of her classmates were too young to vote, sophomore Anna Claire Schultz says her friends continue to be very engaged politically.
Most of our school is pretty unified in the idea that he's not fit to be president, and that what he's doing and what he's saying is in no way making America great.
Fellow student Emery Volker was nodding in agreement, but also cautioned against the use of strong rhetoric over the next 4 years.
We just have to remember that everyone is entitled to their opinion, and that dividing our country more is only going to make it worse. So we have to keep it peaceful, but obviously we're not going to stop fighting for what we believe in.
But Andrew Griffin of Denver thinks some anger is good. The young voter held up a sign that said, "Not my prez," covered with orange Cheetos. Activists have used the cheesy snack as a metaphor for Trump. His worry is that as time goes on, people will become complacent.
I want to show that, you know, there's another side that's pretty upset with the rhetoric out there, and he may be our president, but, like, we're going to stand up, and anytime there's a civil right or something that's being violated, we have to be out there. When you become desensitized, that's when the human rights violations happen.
It's not clear whether progressives can continue to mobilize this energy over the next 4 years. While Colorado was a blue state, Trump still won a lot of votes here. And as we saw during the last election, demographic groups such as women don't vote as one bloc. I'm Benta Berkland.